What it is, what it means to the world. It is your girl, the one and only Ash Brown, and this is the Ash Said It Show. I appreciate you guys for all of the love and support. Over 1,900 episodes since 2014 and growing and counting, and all of that is on account of you guys. So thank you so much for all of your support, all of your love. Makes a huge difference. Today, we are joined by author and owner of the New Wave Home Care, the wonderful Sam Goplin. Hi, Sam.
Hey, how are you?
I am doing pretty great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
Awesome.
And thank you for having me on your show.
Anytime, Sam. So, Sam, for people that are unaware, how did things start with New Wave Home Care?
You know, I get this question asked quite a bit, mainly because I do not have a background in healthcare. Mm. Most people who get into this kind of business do have some background in healthcare, which I don't. I'm a mechanical engineer, and I did my MBA. I was working in the corporate world my entire career. During that, some part of it, I even worked for Fortune 500 companies. Mm. Things were going very good, humming along beautifully, and then came the last recession, the major recession. In 2009, I lost my job to the recession. Mm. And came as a bit of shock to me because this is the first time this was happening to me. And when it happened, it was a surprise, it was a shock, and I couldn't find any other jobs at that time because at the position I was vice president for a company up until that point. Mm. I couldn't find any job compatible. Mm. And I had to find a new career for myself, and the opportunities were almost next to zero. Mm-hmm. So I had to create my own opportunity.
Right.
And so I researched a little bit about different types of business I could get into. Mm-hmm. And home care is the one that really connected to me, basically because my personal values mm-hmm. and the business values were kind of aligned. Mm-hmm. And that's what really drew me into this business because definitely I'm getting paid for what I'm doing, but more mm-hmm. importantly, I'm making difference in a yes. person's life and that too, an older adult's life, you know, so that made it even more sweeter for me. So that's how I got into this business.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Cool bean. So as you were getting started with it, and like you said, that you really weren't too familiar with a lot of the goings on of things, but you just knew that you wanted to do something to help, and you wanted to reach out to the community and actually help people and be that of assistance. What would you say was the first challenge that you faced?
My first challenge was to just understand the space I just entered into. Mm. I mean, entering into this field, it was like jumping into the river mm-hmm. and then trying to learn the swimming. You know, I mean, you had to learn everything. You had to know who the players are, mm-hmm. Where your reference are going to come from. How do you create business? How do you hire caregivers? How do you train caregivers? Mm-hmm. How do you support the client? And then learn about Alzheimer's and different forms of situations that the clients will be having. I mean, mm-hmm. it's simple straight line definition, home care.
Right.
It is very customized and it is very personal depending upon each client. So every single detail, I had to learn it up front.
Mm-hmm.
And I consider that as a blessing because I did not have any pre-existing baggage,
right.
pre-existing knowledge. So I was learning everything fresh and I was learning everything right. So mm-hmm. that really helped me and that I was starting fresh.
Yeah, because I think a lot of times when you start something fresh like that, it takes root a little bit better because you don't have a background, you don't have anything to really compare it to. So I think that a lot mm-hmm. of times people learn better that way. Yeah, I think that's
You're absolutely right about that. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely feel that. All right, so you're now an author. Now let's talk about this new book and the inspiration behind you and this project.
Yeah, I was really inspired to share my experience, the experience that I gathered over a decade of doing this business.
Mm-hmm.
What I got privy to in the last 13, 14 years, I can guarantee you that I would never have seen it if I had not entered in this business. And the same goes for everybody else who is in their everyday profession. They do not get to see what we get to see on an everyday basis.
Right.
So the inspiration to write the book was to throw open the curtains so that others can see what I am seeing, what my fellow professionals are seeing on an everyday basis. And which is so important, very crucial, some of the details, that we are all getting into that age and we are driving towards the edge of a cliff without understanding the details that goes into providing care for an elderly person. And at some point, we are going to be that elderly person.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Sam, what would you say is your hope for the future of home health care? What would your hope be?
My hope for this home care part of it is to have everybody having the ability to avail the help and the care they need for themselves. There is a real big reason why I say that, because home care, primarily we focus on what we call as the activities of daily living.
Mm.
You know, when people get to a certain age, you need help with showering, you need help with personal care, you need help with a lot of comparable stuff. We don't realize how important this is, because the services can be anywhere from 4 hours a day all the way to 24 hours a day, depending upon what the individual's needs are. And it can be expensive because the person who is going to come and help you, they need a decent living trying to help you with your activities of daily living. So unless we plan properly, unless some of the laws changes, which makes it more accessible to everyone, unless some of these things are done properly, it is not possible for everybody to have the right amount of help when they need it. So a lot of it, it depends on our own individual planning. And then beyond that, there has to be some complementary help coming in from the government. That's not what I had covered in the book. What I covered in the book is primarily about what we should be aware of, what we should be planning, how to handle situations, how to do, how to choose. These are the aspects I have mainly focused on in my book.
Gotcha. And if people need to get the book, Sam, and they're on Amazon and all these other great sources and apps that we have, what's the best way for them to get the book?
I mean, there are several ways. Number one, if you can go on to Amazon.com, you can look for Connecting is Caring. And my name in that appears as Santosh Gopinathan. That's one way to do it. Or I can even send a free copy to your listeners if they're interested. You can just send me a personal email. Sam@newwavehomecare.com. That is NAWWAVEHOMECARE, Sam@newwayhomecare.com. I will be more than happy to send a complimentary copy to your listeners, mainly because this book is a tool I hope will help somebody.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Sam. That is awful generous. And I am sure that the listeners will be reaching out to you from all the different sectors of the world to get their free copy, a complimentary copy. Thank you so much. And Sam, if people want to get more information on New Wave Home Care, what is the best way for them to get that information?
You can visit us on our website at www.newwavehomecare.com. New Wave Home Care is spelled as NEWWAVEHOMECARE. New Wave homecare.com. Mm-hmm. You can find all the information. You can even call us directly from the website or email us, and we should be able to help you with that. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of tools in there. There's a free ebook on home care available on that. Or if you want the book that I have authored, you can even request that through our website.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. Sam, thank you so much for coming through today and sharing your plethora of knowledge with us. We appreciate that.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to be on your show. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Not a problem. And thank you to each and every one of you all that support the movement, which is AshSaidIt.com, AshSaidIt.com. And keep in mind, anyone to tell you that you can't do what you want to do, you look them square in the face, you tell them, don't believe me. Just watch. Watch what I do. Watch me make it happen. Watch me make history. That's what we're doing this for, the history books. Social media is nice, but real life is so much better. Until next time, you guys.